This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Karke directs security bodies to remain on high alert for March 5th House of Representatives election. Election Commission directs political parties and candidates to make their election manifestos public by February 15th. Government revises budget for current fiscal year, downsizes by 14.06 percentage point. Death toll in Ramechhap bus accident reaches 12. Identities of 10 ascertained so far. And US President Trump threatens to block opening of US-Canada bridge. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has directed the security bodies to remain on high alert in order to make election security trustworthy. Addressing the Division Commanders Coordination Meeting, which began today at the Nepali Army Headquarters on the eve of Mahashivratri and Army Day, Prime Minister Karki suggested not repeating any mistake and gaps in coordination among security mechanism. The Prime Minister clarified that she was fully confident the Army would carry out its assigned responsibilities in an excellent manner in accordance with the Integrated Security Plan for the election to the House of Representatives 2082. On the occasion, Chief of the Army Staff Ashok Raj Sigdel briefed the meeting about overall security situation. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Karki has expressed gratitude to India for its support for the upcoming election to the House of Representatives scheduled for the 5th of March. According to the Prime Minister's press advisor, Ram Bahadur Rawal, during today's meeting with India's ambassador to Nepal, Naveen Srivastava, Prime Minister Karki thanked the Government of India for providing vehicles and other essential materials for the election, which is being held under special circumstances. In response, the ambassador said that India has always stood with Nepal in its democratic progress and that it is India's responsibility as a good friend to support Nepal. He said, post-election democratic and constitutional stability will be crucial for Nepal. Identities of 10 out of the 12 people who died in a bus accident that took place earlier today near Manthali, the district headquarters of Ramechhap, have been ascertained. According to Manthali Hospital's medical superintendent, Dr. Keshav Singh Dhami, the identities of two others are yet to be ascertained. Ramechhap's Deputy Superintendent of Police Bhola Bhatta said 8 people, including the driver, were injured in the accident and are being treated at Khurkot-based Jeevan Hospital, Manthali Hospital and Tamakoshi Hospital. Police have taken the bus driver into custody. The search for the remaining passengers is underway. The bus of Arniko Yatayat, heading to Okaldhunga from Kathmandu, veered off the road and fell about 100 meters at Masantar of Manthali Municipality 6 before plunging into the Tamakoshi River early this morning. The Election Commission has directed political parties and candidates to make the election manifestos public by the 15th of February. According to a press release issued by the Commission's Joint Secretary and Spokesperson, Narayan Prasad Bhattrai, political parties participating in the House of Representatives election scheduled for the 5th of March as well as candidates contesting under the first-past-the-post system must submit their manifestos by the 15th of February as per the Election Code of Conduct 2082. Through a mid-year review of the budget of the current fiscal year 2025-26, the government has revised downward both revenue and expenditure estimations. The Ministry of Finance unveiled a half-yearly budget assessment report today. According to the revised estimates, current expenditure has been reduced to 1,125.97 billion rupees, capital expenditure to 243.30 billion rupees, and fiscal management to 319.04 billion rupees. With these adjustments, the total size of the budget has been revised to 1,688.32 billion rupees, which is 85.96% of the original allocation. Overall, the budget has been downsized by 14.06 percentage points. Nepal has scored 34 in the 2025 Corruption Perception Index CPI published by Transparency International TI Nepal today. The report indicates that Nepal's score remains unchanged from last year, suggesting no visible improvement in corruption control. With the unchanged score, Nepal has been ranked 109th out of the 182 countries, placing it below the moderate level in corruption prevention. Scores from 100 indicates a highly transparent country, while a score of 0 reflects the worst level of corruption. The report draws on data from sources such as the World Bank, World Economic Forum, Bertelsmann Foundation, Global Insight, World Justice Project, and VDIM. Finance Minister Rameshwar Prasad Khanal has said the forthcoming election is the best opportunity for Nepali people to reinforce democracy, federalism and republic. Addressing the knowledge conference organized by the National Foundation for Development of Indigenous Nationalities today, Minister Khanal said election must be made successful for the guarantee of equal rights to all ethnicities and lingual communities in addition to their dignity. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
हातमा एन्टी एप छ त सजिलो सुविधा लिन
रिचार्ज गर्न होस् या ब्यालेन्स ट्रान्सफर गर्न कल डिटेल डेटा भोइस को स्टेटस थाहा पाउन गिफ्ट प्याक पठाउन वा फाइबर इन्टरनेट को जानकारी पाउन सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोरबाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकम को एप डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Arial has held discussion about ongoing activities for the election security and election preparation. Home Minister Arial reached the Election Commission office to inquire about the preparations of the election to the House of Representatives scheduled for the 5th of March and held a discussion with Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari, Secretary Krishna Bahadur Raut and other high-ranking officials. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. US President Donald Trump has threatened to block the opening of a bridge connecting the US and Canada until Washington is fully compensated for everything it has given to its northern neighbor, the BBC reports. The Gordie Howe International Bridge connecting the Canadian province of Ontario to the U.S. state of Michigan would not open until Ottawa treats the United States with the fairness and respect that they deserve, Trump wrote on social media. According to the project's website, the bridge is being funded by the Canadian government but will be publicly owned by both Canada and Michigan. It is not clear how Trump could block its opening, but he said negotiations would begin immediately without elaborating. The United States and Armenia have struck an agreement on civil nuclear cooperation amid a push by Washington to strengthen ties with the West Asian country that was once a close ally of Moscow. According to Al Jazeera, Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan and U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance, who is on a two-day visit to the country, signed the multi-billion dollar nuclear energy deal on Monday. The deal, known as a 1-2-3 agreement, sees the U.S. entering a sector previously dominated by Russia, which had supplied the technology for the only nuclear power plant in the republic. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be hazy at a few places in Tarai region, partly cloudy conditions in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of the country and mainly fair in the remaining areas. There is also a possibility of light rain and snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Koshigandaki and Karnali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sushila Karki directs security bodies to remain on high alert for March 5th House of Representatives election. Election Commission directs political parties and candidates to make their election manifestos public by February 15th. Government revises budget for current fiscal year, downsizes by 14.06 percentage point. Death toll in Ramechhap bus accident reaches 12. Identities of 10 ascertained so far. And US President Donald Trump threatens to block opening of US-Canada bridge. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.